As the House debate stretched on for hours, the end-of-life bill cleared numerous attempts to weaken it or delay it. Burlington Republican Kurt Wright moved to end debate and put an advisory question on the ballot next November. He argues voters should be allowed to have a direct say.
And I think this is an opportunity with a bill that is very different from all other bills out there to, for once in 35 years, for us to say to the voters of the people of Vermont, it's time for us to hear from you.
Wright's amendment was defeated, and it was clear supporters held on to a strong core of votes needed for passage. The House bill sets up a detailed procedure to ensure that patients who have just 6 months to live are mentally competent and have asked for the drugs willingly. The Senate version is very different. It simply protects physicians and family members from criminal liability if the doctor prescribes a lethal dose of medication. So the question is, will a deeply divided Senate, it was split 15 to 15 on a bill very similar to the House version, be able to reach a deal? The pressure is on those who maybe swing votes.
So what I see happening is that people are talking to colleagues to see if there is enough difference in the bill that comes over from the other body to change a mind, or if new information has arisen.
That's Franklin Democratic Senator Don Collins. He was one of the last in the Senate to make up his mind to support the more comprehensive version of the legislation. And now he's part of a group that's hoping to find a way to get something like it approved.
So I've been having informal chats, as other people have, I'm sure. I'm not the only one doing it. But I'm doing it because I moved from not knowing exactly what I was going to do to saying, who am I as a government official to tell somebody they can't make a choice?
A possible swing vote in the Senate is Bennington Democrat Bob Hartwell. He says he remains open to moving toward a compromise, and he says that will come only if the Senate adopts the House version and proposes to amend it to move it closer to what the Senate approved.
But if that doesn't happen, I don't see the 15 moving. I could be wrong, but I don't see any evidence that it's going to be anything other than a replay of what happened in February.
Usually when the two chambers disagree, a conference committee is appointed to iron out the differences. But in this case, the goal of the bill supporters is to keep it out of a conference committee between the House and the Senate. That's because two of the three people who appoint the Senate conferees are opposed to the bill, and it could die there as the legislative clock runs out.
If it goes to conference, that's bad news for the bill. So the proponents should be amenable to doing whatever is reasonably necessary to keep it out of the committee of conference.
One ardent opponent of the bill is Bennington Senator Dick Sears. He says proponents of the bill have taken out ads targeting the swing votes in the Senate.
They're ramping up the pressure, but we'll see. I mean, it's a democratic process, and if they get 16 votes to concur with the House proposal, then there won't be a conference committee.
Senate President John Campbell says he's asked the Senate lawyer to research how the bill can be changed and sent back to the House outside the conference committee process. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon in Montpelier.